WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show, focusing on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Blondie, San Cisco, and Slow Dive. Today's reissue song is from Janis Joplin off a re-release of her classic Pearl album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Land of Talk, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark for Pleat, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Thyla. Thyla, as it turns out, is going to be a problematic name. I did a search this morning and came up with two bands with this name, but one is New Zealand and the other guy, well, this is from Brighton in the UK. Anyway, Thyla is an unsigned mixed-gender foursome that plays some up-tempo indie alt-pop with distorted guitars. They've just released their debut U.S. single, Ferris Wheel, on May 8th, and that's what you're going to hear now. New music from Thyla here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss here on a lovely Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. It's a lovely day. Nice spring day. We finished up there with a new tune from Blondie. Yeah, Blondie. Deborah Harry and the boys are back with their 11th studio album. And wow, you know, it's been, I guess they've been at it for 40 years now, which is very impressive. They get some contemporary help from Dave Siddick. He's from TV on the Radio fame to put a modern sheen on their new wave style. The new album is Pollinator, which dropped on May 5th. The tune I just featured there was Doom or Destiny. Change musical direction with something new from Tiny Eyes. Tiny Eyes is a one-man band from Leicester in the UK. He's a singer, songwriter, and producer. I wasn't able to get his real name, though. He's still really that new. In fact, I think he's getting ready to release his first major solo outing. He has a deal with Northern Transmissions to release his self-titled EP in just a few weeks. They actually reached out to me directly, which still cracks me up. They emailed me the EP's pre-release single. It's called Falling, which is what I'm going to play for you now. New music from Tiny Eyes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
She was a shark smile in a yellow van.
That was the latest material from Big Thief here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Big Thief is a female-fronted indie neo-folk gritty four-piece out of Brooklyn, New York. Adrienne Lenker fronts the band with her singing. They have a deal with Saddle Creek Records and they release their debut full-length album, Capacity, on June 9th. They released several standalone singles from the disc so far in 2017, and I went with the latest one called Shark Smile.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you,
there is St. Jude.
Next up is a new one from Dekkoes, D-E-K-K-O-E-S. I don't have a great deal of information on this band other than they're from Southeast London, and Ben Chauvin on lead vocals, rhythm guitar, and Steve Bailey on lead guitar. I also did read that these guys are advertising for a bass guitarist and a drummer. Needless to say, these guys are just starting out, and I happened to run across this song of theirs called Divide. It caught my ear, so I thought I'd share it with you. By the way, this single is not available yet here in the United States, but you can listen to it if you wanted to, again, at my SoundCloud page at tksmusic.com. That's SoundCloud/tksmusic. New music from Dekkoes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Land of Talk right after the latest here from Slow Dive. New music from Slow Dive here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK, and it's been 22 years since Slow Dive released new material. This now ancient band, which helped start the shoegaze style of music back in the 90s, they are back with a new album. Self-titled, just came out May 5th. I aired Sugar for the Pill, which was the album's first pre-release single back in April. However, with the release of the full album, I thought I'd play another cut from the disc, and that one is called Star Roving. It is time for today's first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's a part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Land of Talk. The Land of Talk is essentially Elizabeth Powell. She's a wonderfully talented singer-songwriter from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. She formed Land of Talk in 2006. Over the last 10 years or so, Ms. Powell has had some trying times. After her debut EP, she lost her drummer. In 2008, after launching her debut full-length album, she lost her voice. And then after she released her sophomore effort, Cloak and Cipher, she lost her desire. Her latest effort, because she's got it back, is called Life After Youth, is sort of a rebirth or redemption. The album has an official street date of May 19th, and I have this cut called Heartcore. And I'm going to play it for you now. So this is Land of Talk. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Let's just say you do, you only got two.
Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might have always missed. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Land of Talk with Quarry Hymns, which was released in 2011 on their Cloak and Cipher album. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I have posted it, or actually I will post it. I've been working on it right now, but I'll be posting it a little bit later on, and you can go to tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. You'll be able to check out the whole playlist. Also, while you're there, I've put some links on there for some free downloads. The Price is Right. Also, some videos housed there as well, and an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online. Check it out, tksmusic.com. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Janis Joplin. The album that has been re-released is Pearl, which originally came out in 1971. Sony Legacy Record Company is, well, they're on a jag to release all this classic rock material that they have the rights to, and hey, I don't blame them. They are assets, and they can own and exploit the baby boomers visiting Starbucks, and they'll just eat them up. Anyway, this week's offering is the classic Pearl, as I mentioned. I even got a little nostalgic when I saw this on the reissues list. My older brother had this on vinyl. It was an utterly fantastic album with songs on it like Mercedes-Benz, Get It While You Can, and then this classic, Me and Bobby McGee. So this is Janis Joplin with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. Nah. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La la la.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was music from Phaser Days. Phaser Days is an indie alt-pop mixed-gendered foursome out of Auckland, New Zealand. Amelia Murray, she fronts the band, and she is supported by Mark Elliott and Ben. They've been together since 2014, and Amelia, she's the power behind the group. She writes and produces from her bedroom. Since their inception, they've released an EP, a couple singles, and I've played them quite a bit so far in 2017. And with the release of their debut full-length album, Morningside, I decided to play a deeper cut from the newly released disc, which officially came out May 5th. The track I just aired there was Last to Sleep. Keeping the tunes going here with the track from Alex Knapping. Alex Knapping is, they're an Austin, Texas mixed-gendered four-piece, and they combine singer-songwriter basics and slap it on to a pop-oriented musical vehicle. Back in 2014, they self-released their debut album. It was called This Is Not a Bedroom. And I almost made them today's lineage today, but Land of Talk won out. Anyway, the band signed a deal with Father Daughter Records just recently, and they've released this dynamite new album called Mise en Place. And the track I have for you is number 2 off the new collection. This is called You've Got Me. New music from Alex Knapping here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just before you don't ask me why. Just wait for sunrise.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and closing off that song set was a new track from San Cisco. The band from Fremantle, Australia, is back with their third studio album. It's called The Water, which was released on May 5th. The tune I just aired there is called Sunrise. By the way, San Cisco will be on tour this summer, which includes a stop here in the Boston area with a show scheduled at the St. Clair on August 9th. Let me slip in one more from Tin Smith. Tin Smith is a four-piece alt-pop band out of Omaha, Nebraska, and they're part of the Saddle Creek record label stable of artists. I've had three artists on today's show from Saddle Creek. Just a little aside there. Twin Smith's new album, Stay Cool, comes out July 14th. The song I have for you now is called Matters. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.